You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
gotta do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo. Hit me on the radio. Click, click, boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're gonna lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Otherwise known as Set Lives Matter Day, right here live on KLRM Radio. I am one half of the crew, Mr. Rick Robbins, and he's the other half, the opulent Amish, the one, the only, Mr. Ordy Packard. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hello.
I am Lindsay Lohan. Oh, sorry.
I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm actually somewhat have a voice back. Managed to do a solo show for the first time in a long time. Was kind of fired up last night. Went back and listened to the replay, and I was like, damn, I yelled a lot.
Yeah, and that's good. No, I was trying to do the Smiley McGee from Family Guy thing. But yeah, no, you did. That, it was good to hear you back on, you know, it's like, you know, Jeff and I were talking about in Discord. It's like, we're going to get Randy Rick tonight.
But yeah. No, the only reason I knew where you were going, but every time anybody says hello in that tone of voice, I hear Ahmed from Jeff Dunham.
Oh, okay, that too.
Hello, I am hello. Lindsay Lohan. Anyway, sorry, yeah. Some of you probably need to go watch Arguing With Myself again. Just saying. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about right now. That's not my problem. All right. So anyway, so what else is
it? There was a car. You know, I found a picture of a car that was like an extended family truckster. That was a Cadillac, but kind of like a station wagon with dual rear axles, and it was in the quintessential '70s avocado green. And somebody made a comment saying, "Does it come in Hunter Gold?" And I laughed too hard because those are the only two colors that anything came in from 1972 to 1979.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is true. There was no other colors.
unless you got, like, the enamel spray paint to, like, fix your 50s and 60s appliances. But, yeah, so it's, you know, you could just see the Formica and the – it just – yeah. So, no, I've had a good day because we've been doing a lot of reminiscing with it. It's, like, in the fine Corinthian leather. And Corinth is famous for its leather. And,
The yellow shag carpet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And the if you didn't have the wood paneling, you had the wallpaper that also looked like the shirt that you wore for your fifth grade photos.
Paisley! Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Well, the NBA, the WNBA had their championships, and they had the victory parade today in Chicago.
They did.
Yeah. As I said, it's really nice that they could get the whole team, all the management, all the upper management, all the support staff, all the fans, and the first 50 callers into the radio station all in one photo.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Happy birthday, Jess.
Wait, it's Jess's birthday?
It's Jess's birthday. She's another Rocktober baby.
Hang on. I have something. I'm not going to play all of it because it's long, but it's Jess's birthday and she's here, so hang on a second. Hang on. I got to find it.
Sid's an Rocktober baby, too. That's Jess's dog. So all the cool things are in Rocktober right now.
Oh, man, it's changed. They've changed it.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. There used to be a birthday song that I used to send out to everybody. It was talking about how you're lucky enough to survive another lap around the sun. It was really sarcastic. And I used to love to send it out. I can't find it. I have to find it later and send it to her on Twitter. Because I'm not going to keep wasting our time. Anyway.
All right.
So yeah. Anyway, happy birthday, Jess. I will send it to you later on Twitter when I find it. It's here somewhere. I know it's here somewhere.
So, what's on your mind tonight, son?
Nothing, Dad. Stop asking me questions. Oh, sorry. Teenage flashbacks. My apologies.
Right.
Well,
repressed memories.
What's on my mind tonight? We're all going to die?
Sure, but could you be more specific?
Well, I mean, they're forcing people to take injections that rewrite DNA. We're all going to die?
Okay. So here's my question on that. So if you're fully vaccinated, but if you refuse to take the boosters, are you now unvaccinated and therefore scum of the earth? And what if you had it and then you got vaccinated too? And yeah, so many questions.
Well, what is this crap about? They're claiming that the best way to make sure that you don't get it is to get it, recover from it, then get vaccinated, then get the booster, or vice versa. So what you're saying is, even if they've been vaccinated, and even if they have the booster, somehow they still got to catch it to be fully immunized? How does that even work? And if that happens, then that means the shit you made them take didn't work right in the first place.
So here's my take on it. Well, you know, say what you will about the vaccine. I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. I'm vaccinated, so, I mean, I'm old enough to the point that, you know, I would only be pumping out the weakest sperm of retards anyway. So I don't care. I got vaccinated because I'm around a lot of old people too. So, but okay. So regardless of how you feel about the vaccine, it's not a vaccine. It's just it's an immunization, I guess, with much in the same way that the flu shot is every year. It's just, you know, the sooner we all accept that this is going to be endemic and we're going to get new strains or whatever every year, and you can either get the flu shot with the COVID shot in it or not. And yes, people die. People die from the flu, too. People die from all kinds of... This is about control now. And I realized that when I was listening to Spotify on my morning mile, and it was an ad from the county health thing, you know, saying mask up, something up, I can't really hear it, and sleeve up, telling you to get your flu shot. Well, okay, so now they're doing the whole mask thing in flu shot ads?
Yeah.
So it sounds like they're trying to make the mask a permanent accessory in our fashion.
Well, here's my problem with this. And for anyone who's studied any psychology, you probably know this. One of the reasons I have an issue with them trying to make people wear masks all the time is masks are ways to start deprogramming people from individuality.
It robs people of their individuality. It also makes it easier for you not to see them as a person.
I mean, it has deep psychological impacts. That's one of the reasons why Sharia requires that women remain covered. It's not about them being kept safe. It's about control.
Correct.
And it just scares me that, you know, after all this talk we've had all these years about how, well, if they try to make me wear a hijab, it ain't never happening. Oh, they're going to tell me I'm going to die if I don't wear a mask. I'm in.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
And that's where you have these mask holes. It's like you saw on social media the other day, the doctor who he was having a little bit of a temper tantrum because some workers came up to clean out his chimney, and he asked them to wear a mask, and they said, yeah, that's not our policy, and then they left. And, you know, it's like, well, I would have figured they would want to wear a mask, you know, because, you know, soot. And but, yeah, you know what? That's at the end of the job. And that will be an N100 mask. And they'll generally be covered in Tuvex, too. And, yeah, that's – you do that at the end of the job. You don't do that just to walk through your house because you're a smug little asshole.
I mean, and look, guys, again, you know, kind of same position with Ordy with the vaccinations, although I think he only says that now because he's been brainwashed because his DNA has been rewritten. Just kidding. But anyway, with the masks, look, if you want to wear one, I'm not going to judge you for wearing one. But the simple fact of the matter is, if this thing is as deadly as they keep trying to say it is, a piece of cloth is not going to save you, and it's not going to save your neighbor. It's not how it works.
Unless they're giving N95 respirators to everybody and training on how to clean them and use them. That's entirely pointless.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. And the sad thing is that commercial's been around long enough, I almost sound old enough to pull it off.
Right. Well, yeah. And you know, and that's the thing, too, is that this has always been my argument with the mask thing, in that nobody was actually trained. Nobody knows how to use the mask. Nobody knows how to put it on. Nobody knows how to take it off. Nobody knows how to glove up. Nobody has been instructed in any of this. And yet all of society is supposed to be protected by people who are constantly touching their face when wearing a mask.
Or that recycle the same disposable mask over and over and over again to the point where they give themselves like scabies and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, one of the first things I did when it became obvious that this was going to be lasting longer than the, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, when it actually started to become several months, I went out and I got the woodworking masks that have the replaceable filters, and they're not, you know, like the full N95, but, you know, good enough to where it's like, okay, the filters. It's the same ones that you use when you're around a lot of sawdust. We're working in a wood shop. So those are – and I changed the filters. I've even instructed my mom how to do it. It has a nice Velcro strap in the back. And you know, so it's like even my mom can figure out how to change the filters and use them properly. But you still see those paper masks. I see more of those than straws now. And I was told that plastic straws were going to destroy the earth.
Because they are already. Come on, don't you're mixing apples and oranges, man. Everybody knows that these new paper straws are going to save the planet, yo.
Okay.
Oh God,
you can't even jab them into the side of a Capri Sun.
My first experience with paper straws was in San Antonio, in Texas, of all places. We're staying in a hotel, and they bring me a drink, and it has a paper straw in it. And the straw has probably been in the drink for a combined total of maybe a minute and a half, and it's already starting to get soft. And I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, that's like those cornstarch straws. Just same thing, just as bad.
I mean, look. So, and again, this is just my gripe as somebody that understands how some of this stuff works. I am really frustrated at this point, because if we were really trying to save the planet, we would be using hemp to make plastic, because it's the same quality and it biodegrades.
Sure. And, you know, I say that quite often, that if we were actually serious, if people were as concerned as they were about fossil fuels, then we would already be using liquid salt reactors. But they're not serious. And when you see the people, you know, like any environmentalist, it is the rare environmentalist that when you go through their social media feed, or you go through their article history, you know, their paper history, where they are advocating, maybe 1 out of 100 is actually advocating for nuclear in any way, much less, you know, liquid salt. So, you know, the other 99 are completely unserious clowns.
That's an insult to clowns.
Well, yeah, but.
But yeah, I mean, it just frustrates me, because it's kind of like, you know, when I first started really digging into like prison reform before it got hijacked and they've made like no bail and everything else. It's like we have all these things that we could be doing better that would actually save us money, but nobody cares. Let's just let everybody out. I just the whole concept of, I mean, anything. And it's just, I don't know if it's just because government becomes involved or what happens, but it's like anything that starts with a good idea, once the government gets involved in any way, shape, or form, it just goes to hell.
Hmm.
And I mean, not to go all the way back to Reagan, but it reminds me of one of my favorite Reagan quotes. The scariest words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's funny you mentioned Reagan. We were kind of making comment about that the other day, when how, you know, we're in the new malaise, you know, and somebody said, well, you know, we don't have the hope of a Reagan on the horizon like we did then. And I said, we didn't know we had a Reagan at the time when we had him now. And I remembered the you know, how he used to just fuck with the media all the time. It's like, okay, 10 minutes and the bombing starts. And things like that.
Yeah, no, I mean,
that's why I said Trump was like a proto Reagan, but not really, because he didn't have the stature that Reagan had.
Well, I mean, Trump was like a Reagan to the point where he was a loose cannon with no filter, but he had no finesse.
Right.
He
wasn't an actor. He wasn't well, he kind of was an actor, so you know, you can't really use that.
I mean, he wasn't a good actor, let's say that.
he played himself, basically, when he was acting, so.
He was the Keanu Reeves of presidents.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to think, we were talking about Owen Wilson the other day, and I was trying to think, who's the other one that's like that? And for some reason, Keanu Reeves just would not come into my head.
Well, that's good. Keanu Reeves should never be in your head. It's just scary.
Never. Yeah.
So there's a new poll out.
Really?
Yeah, apparently, and this is from our friends over at the Blaze Media, according to a recent poll, over half of registered voters attribute at least some of the blame for rising inflation to the Biden administration.
Some of the blame.
Yeah, not all, but some. But, you know, that is contrary to Press Sec Peppermint Patty, who basically was said, well, we could go back to having lower gas prices and no inflation and have everybody locked in their homes again, because that's the only reason why this is happening, is because the economy's trying to restart.
No, because you're paying people to stay at home.
Yep. So according to this, the survey found that 58% of voters are very concerned about inflation, 31% are somewhat concerned about it. Regarding the extent to which they believe the Biden administration's policies are responsible for the rising inflation in the American economy, 40% viewed the administration's policies as being very responsible, while 22% felt the policies were somewhat responsible. So even for the Blaze, that headline is misleading, because that means in one way or the other, 62% of the American public believe that the Biden administration, of those polled anyway, are, and this is 58% of, based on the survey, that it's their sample rate showing it should account for about 58% of registered voters. So 62% of that group, in one way or the other, feel that the Biden administration is either highly responsible or somewhat responsible for inflation.
62%. Yeah, you're seeing more and more buyer's remorse out there, and I love it. I'm here for it. I really am.
No, that's the thing. I think they're finally starting to figure out there was no buyer's remorse because there was a bait and switch at the ballot box.
Well, also likely.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, and I put this out on Facebook and on Twitter the other day. Look, the likelihood at this point, because the mainstream media is still pushing the idea that Trump's hijacked election and false and fake narrative about the election being stolen is on the ballot in 2021 or 2022. I've lost count, but because every day feels like a year at this point. But anyway, so they're basically screaming that this is now on the ballot for the next election. So here's the problem that I have with all of this. In order for that narrative to be true, that would mean that someone who was apparently, supposedly, the most popular rock star status president ever went from that to flophouse crack whore in less than a year. How does that happen? How?
You know, while we're on that topic with the great lie. Hillary gave an interview the other day about her fiction book, and she's talking about how she's convinced that the election was stolen from Stacey Abrams down in Georgia. So it's I was reasonably assured that that was insurrection talk and that it was against the – I don't know. Whatever. I mean, so, yeah, you know. So she's pushing – even before Trump was pushing the great lie, she's – you know, so there was Stacey Abrams, and Hillary's out there pushing it. So, anybody calling her out?
Nope. Come on, Ordy. Everybody knows that Stacey Abrams is the rightful governor of Georgia.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I used to say that to Stacey in the morning just to make her head explode. It was fun. All right.
I remember.
Yeah, I remember. So what do you got going
what
on?
Else? What? Huh? What? Who? Where?
What do you want to talk about? I feel like I've monopolized most of this half hour.
Well, I mean, you know, you haven't gotten to talk politics in forever, and I got to talk about the, you know, Yeah. Okay, so In-N-Out, California staple, probably one of the best burgers in the world, arguably. They are embroiled because some of the franchise owner in San Francisco is going against the government's orders to discriminate against customers for not wearing a mask. In his statement, we refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. We fiercely disagree with any government dictate that forces a private company to discriminate against customers who choose to patronize their business. So, go In-N-Out. In-N-Out's always been one of my favorites, not just because it's a California thing. But, yeah, it's and we talk about this. We've talked about this on several times. I'm not a religious man. But they are probably one of the more charitable companies I've ever heard of. If you look at the bottom of like their container, like the inside of their soft drink, they'll always have a link to a Bible verse, you know, like John 3:16 or Ezekiel, whatever. So, yeah, for you to go look up. But if you're down on your luck, you go to an In-N-Out, you give them whatever money you can afford to give them, even if it's just pocket change, they will give you a burger and a water.
That's awesome. I hadn't heard of them doing that before. I've had no
idea. I mean, obviously they're not going to give you a double with grilled and, you know, fries and a shake, but you know, it's like, you know, here is a single burger made just like a customer would have it, not just like a bun and some patties, but you know, here is the single burger and here is a water.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take the break because we are at bottom of the hour. Well, we're bottom of hour one, but we're still going to take the break. Going to try to keep them about 30 minutes apart. When we come back, I have something that I found that's kind of in your wheelhouse. Apparently, DC's in trouble again.
Oh, good.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're up against the break. This is Rick Robinson. You are listening to us live right here on KLRM Radio. Again, I'm one half of the crew, Mr. Rick Robinson. He's the other half, Mr. Ordy Packard. We're gonna take a break, give you some time to get a drink, stretch your legs, whatever you need to do. We'll be right back. Don't go away. At least if you do go away, make sure you come back in about 3 minutes.
But I gotta pee.
If you can't pee in 3 minutes, you're fired.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat, basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short
and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, I am Rick Robinson. He's Horty Packard. You are listening to an extended edition of the Robinson and Horty Show right here live on KLRN Radio. I'm going to do my best to try to do an extended rails, but I think, but from the sound I heard on break, I'm pretty sure my roommates are home, which means they probably need to get up early because they never come home this early. So, we might be cutting things off at about 10:30 my time, which would be 11:30 Eastern or 8:30 for the Amish guy in the past. Anyway, I saw you sent me a link. I didn't have time to grab it, so I'll have to grab it in a minute. Horty? Oh, hang on. My bad. My bad. I forgot. I muted you while we were playing music.
Okay.
I was like, why is Horty not talking? What the heck? Never mind. My bad. I keep forgetting I can mute you now, so I did it and then kind of forgot that I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, maybe sort of. Maybe it was revenge for all the crap you've been giving me over the last few months.
I'll go back to .com. No, I just sent you a music link to, you know, for you to cut into bumpers when you feel like it.
Sweet. I wasn't sure if you were, like, trying to say, use this now, and I'm like, I'll have time. Because, yeah, anyway.
Mao, Didi Mao.
Didi Mao Fugazi. Oh, sorry. My bad. All right. So before we went to break, let me get the article pulled back up. I actually was going to try to link it to you before we went to break, and then I forgot.
Oh, good. So I'm flying blind on a rocket cycle.
No, you're not. I'm going to send it to you still. Shut the hell up, you whiny. When did you turn into such a diva? I'm going to start calling you Foo Junior.
Well, you know, the trick is to keep the talent happy.
Well, then I'm screwed. Just saying. All right. Okay. So here's the link, so you can have a second to pull it up before we start talking about it. Because I already have it there, so. So this is again from our friends over at the place. So we touched on this a little bit last week. Well, actually, we were either going to touch on this last week or we may.
No, we never did. We were going to, and we missed this, and we missed Shatner going into space, which made Jeff happy. So
yeah, which made Jeff happy. But now the moratorium's off of that, so we are going to talk about that before the end of the show, just because that was really awesome. Okay. But anyway, so this is something we meant to talk about last week, which has now developed into even more of a story. Because for those of you keeping score, if you've seen the stuff coming out from DC, the new Superman, which before anybody starts getting really miffed, it's not Clark Kent, so they're not like changing canon or anything. Apparently, the new Superman is Clark Kent's son. But apparently, this version of Superman is going to be buy me something and I'll be sexual. Oh, I mean bisexual. Well, apparently, an artist who worked for DC Comics left because he's tired of them. Well, in his words, he's quit over changes to the Superman character because he's tired of them ruining these characters, is the exact words.
Yeah, it wasn't even the fact that they made Superman's kid bi. Okay, that was kind of like, you know, it wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back, but it was up there. It was the changing of Superman's catchphrase to truth, justice, and a better world. Now, in DC's quasi-defense, they haven't used the American way for quite some time. Having said that, it was never officially changed. So, yeah, this is an official one. And the artist is Gabe Altieb. And he was on Ethan Van Shiver's show podcast and was just railing against this.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, for him, you know, it wasn't the thing that everybody else is railing about. But that's just the thing. I mean, if you look at the differences with comic books today versus comic books of the past, and again, you have to keep in mind, I am not a huge comic book guy. And this is coming from again a kid who started reading at an early age, could read at a college reading level by fourth grade, but for some reason, comic books confused me. Because they weren't exactly linear. With books, it was easy. It was top to bottom, left to right, period. That was it. You read each line left to right, kept going until you were at the bottom of the page, moved over to the next page, and then turned it. With the bubbles, for some reason, it confused me. So I never really got into comic books. That, and at some point, they figured out I needed glasses, which made some of the smaller printed comic books really hard to read. So my exposure to comic books was more the movies. But still, most of the comic books and comic book-based movies when I was a kid were, you know, America's a great place, but we still have a bunch of weird stuff going on, so we have these superheroes. And it was just, I don't know, to me it was fun. Now it's all about political statements, and I'm just, this is coming from a guy that does politics for a living. Stop it!
Yeah, and you know, even if it was on our side, I would be annoyed by it because comic books are supposed to be accessible to everybody. You know, on many levels they teach the same morality tales that fables have and Grimm's fairy tales have. They teach the same stories over and over. You even look at, you know, the Gods of the Comic Book heading. They're the same stories. Good triumphing evil. You know, we've talked about that several times on Juxtaposition the last couple of weeks. And this is the infection of Marxism. And, you know, no gods, no heroes. And this is why people are starting to reject it. And comic books is an industry that's already has its death rattle. It had its death rattle before the COVID. And you know, we talked about it numerous times on the culture shift of comic book stores closing. You see it on Nerdrotic YouTube channel. He talks about it all the time. The comic book industry is dead. So for them to fuck with it like this, this is kind of like the pissing on the corpse.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't put it any better myself because, I mean, let's face it, in today's world, comic books are kind of becoming a thing of the past. I mean, even now, most of the people that I know that still read comic books, they have a digital subscription.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I still do like to go get the odd comic book every now and then. It's the same thing as getting a real book. I don't like Kindle. I don't like, you know, e-readers because I like the tactile feel. I don't like reading things online. I prefer, when given the option, I will read a newspaper. It is just I'm old school. I like the tactile feel. I like the smell, all of it. So I've never been a digital subscription kind of guy unless there's a service that just doesn't have, like the Blaze. There is no printed version of the Blaze. So, but yeah, and you know, those of us who still do that are a dying breed.
So apparently, and you know, not to give shout out to another podcast, but apparently Crowder recently had Dean Cain on to explain why bisexual Superman is a very bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, just the mechanics of the whole thing. It's just a bad idea in a series of bad ideas. And if AT&T wasn't trying to just sell off DC, I would be convinced, because they can't. As successful as Wonder Woman was, Wonder Woman 84 wasn't. They've never been able to get the DC Universe franchise going the way the Marvel Universe, the MCU, has. So AT&T, I'm sure, is more than happy to shake that off their back, sell it off, and probably, you know, somebody's going to get it for a song. Concurrently, we talked about this last week on, or the last episode of The Culture Shift, where the families of, you know, right now it's in the MCU, but we've already seen this with the families of some of the writers of Superman and Batman are trying to get their IP back so they can once again treat it with respect.
Sorry, I'm getting caught up on the chat and I'm about to murder Jeff. He's like, wait, there was a morning show?
Well, Rick's not real.
On that note,
Rick has joined Dan in the other verse.
I'm sorry, on that note, I'm no longer here.
We now resume with the Ordy Show. Behind the Circle K.
That was short.
I hear you. I know.
Ordy's like, damn it, he's not opening his mic again. What the hell?
No, I heard you. Your mic was open.
No, actually, it wasn't until just now.
Okay. Anyway. So, yeah, this is just, it's a bad idea in a long series of bad ideas.
Well, I mean, does anybody in the entertainment business have good ideas anymore?
No, not really. I know.
I'm just asking. I didn't mean for the show to take this direction, but let's be honest. Everything coming out of Hollywood right now is either a revamp or a reboot for the most part.
Well, you know, it's like I just said to you. I mean, everything is just Aesop's Fables over and over again.
Aesop's Fables that are now gender neutral.
Right. It just, you know, it's – no, everything old is new again. And, yeah. I don't know. I did start watching Supernatural recently, and that's, you know, it's not a bad show. I'm still in the first season. I've got 14 more to go, but
it gets better. Honestly, it has a really good arc. I'm trying to remember what the exact arc time frame was. I think it was about 1 through 6-ish, and then they completed that arc, and then they just decided that it was going to keep going, and then it just kind of started getting weird. I mean, don't get me wrong. I watched it all the way through because first of all, I've been going to out myself as a nerd. Been a Jensen Ackles fan since my grandmother got me started watching Days as a kid because he used to play Sammy Brady's twin brother, who's now played by a nerd who can't pull off the character. But anyway, my bad. Not that I've watched in a while. That's one of the things that's kind of gone by the wayside since the wife left. I still try to watch it from time to time, but after 22 years of us watching it together, I'm like, you know, I just really can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried, but anyway. But yeah, so So yeah, really did like Supernatural. Honestly, was kind of bummed when it ended. Not going to give anybody any spoilers, especially since this guy just started watching it. I can't believe you just started. Fool like started like two, three years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been watching other things, you know.
That's so. No excuse.
It never really grabbed me. And so I was thinking about it the other day. I said, you know what? It's Halloween. I need a break from space shit. I need, you know, some horror going on. So I figured, okay, you know what? Supernatural. That's good. You know, it's kind of grim. You know, the TV show Grimm. It's kind of like that. So I'll give it a whirl. And I'm so far not disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it gets better. It started out good, don't get me wrong, but it actually develops into a really good show for about, I think it was about 6 or 7 seasons worth, and then, I don't know, I actually stopped watching for a while and then got back into it again, because it was just like, after a while, it was just like, oh, God, they're still going, but then it was like, but it's Sam and Dean, I have to go back and watch some more, and I blame my boys, because even when I wasn't watching it, they would always have it on like TNT or something, and I'd come home and they'd be watching it, and I was like, damn it. Trying to get me. Every time I get out, they pull me back in. But yeah, it kind of became one of those family tradition things. Like us watching The Walking Dead for the longest time was, and then the Christmas thing of when we figured out that first Netflix and then Prime had Chuck. We would kind of watch that every time my sons were on Christmas break. Just kind of became kind of a tradition. Supernatural was kind of the same thing because it's been around for forever. It was kind of my youngest boy's version of Star Trek, because that's some of my memories from when I was a kid with my dad was watching the old Star Trek in syndication. And then with the new Star Treks, most of my kids got to sit down and watch them with me. He didn't really get that experience because Enterprise sucked rocks.
Right.
And by the time he was old enough to actually enjoy it, they were all dead. Bastards.
Yeah.
Bastards. And then syndication's not really what it used to be anymore either, because they just put everything on streaming now.
Well, and that's it. Syndication is dead, which is amazing, you know, that networks like the CW and your local Fox affiliate are still around. I mean, that was the – back in the day, that syndication was the bread and butter for those, you know, like KTLAs and things like that that aren't really – Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're a CW network, but, you know, what do they do with the other 23 hours a week of programming? And – So, yeah, I mean, and that's – if it wasn't for syndication, most of us wouldn't have been turned on to Stargate, Babylon 5, a lot of Star Trek. None of the Star Treks after the original one were on Prime – were on the big three. Next Generation, Deep Space, and all the others were straight to syndication. So
– yeah, DS9 was actually syndicated, at least in my area. It was on Fox 25, which I thought was kind of weird. But that's because it did straight to syndication.
I was watching it out in Vegas at the time. It was on UPN.
See, we didn't have a UPN yet when DS9 – well, at least not in the beginning. I think it might have eventually moved over to UPN, but when it first started for us, it was on Fox. I don't know if it ever got moved. Voyager, when it launched, it was on UPN because that was UPN's flagship show. Okay, but
yeah, Enterprise was too.
Yeah, and I remember when Babylon 5 and all that. Because remember when Babylon 5 first came out, they had like there was like three or four other shows. There was like the Knight Rider with like the crew instead of Michael Knight, and then there was that show called Time Tracks, and they were all part of this weird little network that I can't remember the name of now. That eventually became CW or UPN. I don't remember which one.
Yeah, UPN became CW, and but yeah, no, you're right, because it was also the ones that would have like Briscoe County, Jack of All Trades, Cleopatra 2525, all those shows along with it too, you know. And then you would also have your Stargate and syndication. It was the syndication network. They don't have those anymore because, like you said, you know, like we talked about, everything goes straight to streaming now.
And that's the thing. I mean, that's just like, you know, the whole. You know, everybody, there's a whole new group of people that are now watching Manifest because they weren't watching it when it was on NBC. But when,
never even heard of it on NBC.
When it went over to Netflix, all of a sudden everybody started watching it. So now Netflix is like, hey, we're going to go ahead and do one more season because everybody's watching it. Because, yeah, NBC killed it. and then it went to Netflix, and now Netflix is reviving it, at least for one more season. If it's anything like everything else Netflix has touched that's gone from regular TV to Netflix, it'll probably last a season, so hopefully they wrap the story, because I finally got caught up the other day, and it's on a hell of a cliffhanger, so if we're only going to get one more season out of it, fellas and ladies, let's finish the story, because I don't want another fucking Dark Matter situation.
Right.
God, it still annoys the piss out of me. That show was just starting to hit its stride, dude. That all the pieces were finally in place for them to tell the actual story, and they're like, we're done.
You know, and I was thinking about it the other day, too, because it's the one sci-fi show you still can't get on streaming yet, and that's Sanctuary. Sanctuary was just starting to hit its stride, too, when it got canceled.
Actually, I think Sanctuary is on Prime, is it not?
No, it's only you can buy the seasons, but it's not streaming yet.
Well, I remember running the search and seeing it. Maybe I didn't dig in deep enough to see that you had to buy it.
You can only get it for rental. It's not streaming yet. I know, because it's on my watch list. You know, when it pops up anywhere, because that was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I mean, well, the issue with them is they tried to go full on CGI too early.
Yeah, they were doing. You know, we made fun of this on Culture Shift when they did it in one of the Avengers movies where everything was computer generated, and the technology was good, not great, but it's like, you know, they did it in Avengers where even the coffee table behind Nick Fury was CGI, and the tea set was too. It's like you guys couldn't go to prop apartment and get a table and tea set. And that was kind of the thing, too, was that, you know, they green screened everything in Sanctuary, which really helped the look and the feel, but there were no real props in it either. So it's like, I mean, and once you knew that, it really made it hard to unsee it, that, you know, when Helen Magnus would be sitting in this big ornate chair, that she was really just sitting in a fold out aluminum, you know.
Yeah, I think that's where they messed up. Because that was one of the things that they tried to use as a selling point, since it was a science fiction show, is look at how great the technology is now, because we're going to be able to do this show and it's going to all be CGI. What they didn't realize is human nature still doesn't really appreciate those kind of things yet. So once you know about it, it's kind of like knowing how the sausage is made and knowing how the magic tricks work. They're not as much fun anymore. Right. Because they really tried to use that as a selling point for Sanctuary, because I remember even Amanda Tapping was interviewed by it, and she was over the show, and basically she was so proud of the fact that they were going to be one of the first shows that was going to be entirely CGI, and I think that was one of the things that eventually did them in, because...
Yeah, I mean, it's like the technology was good. It was good. It was what... About 10 years after dinosaur building, you know, it was like what brought Jurassic Park to life. So, I mean, if you're going to make the investment, the time and the monetary investment to do it, you can make it good. And Sanctuary did that. But the problem is, like you said, knowing how the sausage is made, once you know that, then you can see the flaws, and you're spending all your time picking the flaws out, to the point where the show actually had to go on location in some instances. You know, they couldn't just do it all green screen soundstage, where they had to go to like some airport down in Florida, or they had to go, you know, because it's just, they couldn't do it anymore. They couldn't keep up with it. But the first couple seasons were really good because they were able to keep that consistency and that feel all the way through.
Yeah, no. And I mean, it was a good show. I mean, and that's the thing. I think that show got a bum rap. I mean, one of the guys that was actually one of the main characters of that show was one of the returning characters on Stargate Atlantis, and he's played a bad guy on Hell on Wheels.
He's the Swede. He played Bigfoot. He played Bigfoot, and he also played Jack the Ripper. He played Ted the Wraith on Atlantis. He also played one of the early Athosians in Atlantis. Yeah, no, and I'm drawing a blank on his name. I'm pretty sure chat will, you know, help us out with that one. But yeah, he is a fantastic actor, but...
He's just... The thing about it is until that show, nobody really knew who he was. I mean, I remember even rewatching Atlantis, and it was because of that show that I realized who he was, and his name's Thor Gunderson, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and he's an amazing character.
I guess Thor Gunderson was his character name. His actual name is Christopher Heyerdahl. Sorry.
Christopher Heyerdahl. Yeah, I was going to say Thor Gunderson. That was his name on Hell on Wheels. But he is a fantastic character. In fact, if he were in this, you know, we've teased it where they're talking about a Babylon 5 remake, he could easily step into Gakkar's role.
He could.
And
that would be
Andreas Kuklis was an amazing character actor, and he played Gakkar brilliantly. And I think Christopher Heyerdahl could definitely handle that, hands down. Not many could.
Yeah, no, I mean not many could. I think he could actually pull it off. But yeah, I mean, dude, he has done so much work, and up until now, I mean, up until, you know, that show, nobody could really put him with anything. I mean, I remember, because I mean, even years later with Hell on Wheels, when my wife, now ex-wife, got into that show, started watching, I was like, oh wait, I know that guy. That's the guy from Sanctuary. And then he started showing up all over the place. Like, he was on, he's still, as far as, on Van Helsing. I don't remember if they've killed him off on that one yet or not.
Well, and I think he had a recurring role on Lost Girl too.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's been everywhere. It's just, and that's the thing for somebody and that's rare too, honestly. And that's one of the reasons why I thought it was so cool, because somebody that always gets supporting roles to be everywhere, that doesn't happen that often.
Well, I mean, it does when everything's filmed in Canada. Well, and most of our TV is filmed in Canada. It's like, okay, we need a great character. You know, that's what I keep talking about, the cross-pollination where, you know, the young hotness on Sci-Fi Channel goes to be the milfy dreamboat dude on Hallmark Channel, or they're on a procedural cop show. There's no that's their path of, you know.
Actually, I forgot about that one. Jeff hit the chat with a great graphic where they actually tried to redo Smokey and the Bandit with a younger crew.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
1994 on the UPN network. I forgot about that one.
Oof.
I forgot about that one.
Was she trying to salvage her career after Showgirls with that?
Probably. I don't think anything could have salvaged her career after Showgirls, though.
Yeah, it still reminds me. I can't think of the movie Showgirls without thinking of News Radio. When Stephen Root's character, you know, he played the GM of the radio station, was talking about the was talking about Saved by the Bell, and was talking about her specifically. She went on to make a dirty movie, and you see it, and you know, you hear it in his voice. You know, the Bill from King of the Hill. Stephen Root's character voice is just
Came
out before Showgirls. Okay.
Well, maybe she thought Showgirls would redeem her career then, which was a bad choice.
Yeah, all around.
So, one other thing real quick before we take the next break. I was made aware of this today. Apparently, it's International Grumpy Fucker Day. I expect recognition.
Well, you know, I mean, Ron is our resident grumpy fucker. So, I mean, we can all front that, you know, it's our day, but that's Ron. That's Ron's day.
Yeah, well, fuck off. All right. Oh, so
yeah, it's also, you know what? Let's come back to that after the break.
Because it's
another international day, and that gave me the chuckles.
There's another international day?
Yeah, go to break when we come back.
So, you know, all these made-up holidays, though, you know, we talk about them a lot, but it really kind of makes this bumper more apropos. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm 24 hours to go.
listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mix with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I got so drunk that I could feel no pain. Hanging out in Acapulco, drinking rum and sniffing cocoa. British Senator, need to look this way. Dancing through the night, everything's alright. Go for Anna White, ain't this the life?
Welcome back into the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rick Robinson. He's Horty Packard. This is the Rick... almost said the Rick Robinson show. The Robinson and Horty show right here live on KLR Radio. That would have been a throwback. I haven't done a Rick Robinson show in over a year. Anyway, so welcome back. Hope everybody's enjoying the program. Thank you very much for joining us for Chat Lives Matter Night, otherwise known as Team No Pants Night, because everybody knows Team No Pants represent... I'm in my shorts right
and
now.
And Chat Lives Matter.
Because I hate pants. Yeah, Tally pissed me off.
Yeah, I sent you that because if you haven't been following along on Twitter, I fell a little behind. I'm trying to catch up. But I do every year I do the 31 days of Boingo during October. And it's new every year because I rarely have an account in the next year. So it's not like somebody's like, oh, you did that last year. Prove it. So
that wasn't me. New Twitter, who did?
You did it in the same order last year. No, I didn't.
Prove it.
So, but as T's going into the break, it's two actual national holidays. One of them, we got to thank a friend of the show, Eric, is National Chicken and Waffles Day, which, goddamn, I could destroy some chicken and waffles right now.
You know, so I have a low-rent chicken and waffles alternative. Of course, breakfast, and I'm not saying this only because we play their commercial a lot because it annoys people. McDonald's has their chicken McGriddles for 2 for $3, and that's pretty close for cheap. Just saying.
Right. Okay.
Just saying.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I like the McGriddle, but good old chicken and waffles, man. You just get your – drop your waffles, drop some fried chicken on it, drop some country gravy on top of it. You can't – it's one of the finest things in the world. It really is. I could fucking destroy some chicken and waffles right now, and I just made a roast beast. So, anyway, more importantly, it is National Pronoun Day.
Woohoo! Another made-up holiday that makes me want to be sedated.
Yeah. So, sorry, it's not National Pronoun. It is International Pronouns Day. And there was a spectacularly ratioed tweet from the U.S. State Department announcing how today is International Pronouns Day. And we share why many people list pronouns on their email and social media profiles. Read more here on Share America. And so to say that the State Department got ratioed is an understatement. If you're not familiar with what a ratio is, that's where you have more comments, negative comments, than you have likes and retweets. And a new thing, because Twitter is always trying to protect the blue checks, where they used to combine tweets and retweets. And so, you know what, if we separate those out, maybe, you know, it won't look as bad for people. So this tweet from the State Department has 570 likes, 300 retweets, 4,500 quote tweets, which generally means somebody mocking a tweet in quote tweet, with 12,000 replies. That is a golden ratio on this tweet. And a lot of them, most of them are, so no other problems in the world. You got everybody out of Afghanistan. Okay. Good. Good. Yeah. Let's focus on pronouns.
Well, so here's the thing, and maybe it's just because I have an Android, but on my version of Twitter, I can't even see the reply counts anymore, which I think is why a lot of people have started doing the quote tweet thing. Cause at least you can count those even on mine.
Well, no. What I've found you have to do is you have to click on one of the first reply, and then when you look at the original tweet, then you'll see the reply count.
Oh, nice. I haven't tried that yet, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, give that a whirl.
But yeah,
and if not, then it must be an Android thing, because that's what you have to do on desktop to see the actual reply count.
Well, I know that they had mentioned that they were going to start limiting people's access to their reply counts because they were going to start trying to limit this thing called ratio. That became a thing. So they were going to try to make it where people couldn't really see that anymore to see if it deterred it. Apparently it hasn't one way or the other, because I think what people have done in most cases, because I think that's why, since most people can't see it without clicking on it, they've now started quote tweeting it because it still counts it.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to know why, to understand why Twitter and Facebook do a lot of what they do, think of how will this protect blue checks from their own stupidity? And then it makes perfect sense. You know, it's like, why did they do that instead of just give us an edit button? Oh, that's right. They're protecting the blue checks. They're protecting the verified accounts, because it would be easier to just encourage verified accounts to not say dumb shit, but they're blue checks, so they can't help themselves. It's the sun rises in the east, sets in the west, and blue checks will say stupid shit.
I mean,
death, taxes, and blue checks will say stupid shit.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's just it. Because remember when they first came out with the blue check thing, everybody was like, oh, my God, that would be so cool, especially because we do this. I want to be verified. Now I'm like, yeah, no, thanks, because they're fucking retarded.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, you know, Sam still wants to do it because it's only going to help her. You know, and I get it. She is a professional writer. She works for many outlets. So, yes, I understand why that would help her. But why any normie like you, me, or anybody else – getting a blue check, it's a physical incarnation of autism.
Okay, so first, before we go any further, I resent the implication that you just called me normal, sir.
I said normie, not normal.
We know what that means. It hurt my feelings.
Okay, fine.
Hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry about your feeling.
I'm going to cry now. It's not really. All right, over it. But yeah, no, I mean, I seriously... Two people killed the blue check thing for me. Bellhop Boy and Human Pez Dispenser.
Who's the first one?
Bellhop Boy.
I know the second one you're talking... What's that?
Bellhop Boy, Wayne Dupree.
Okay, yeah, Wayne Dupree and... is other dude even still around?
Yeah, he's still around, unfortunately.
I don't see him anymore.
Well, he was last time I looked, but it's been a while.
Okay, and I'm drawing a blank on who he was, too.
I can't think of his name anymore. I called him the human pest.
I know, I remember his freakishly bulbous fucking head that stretches out sweaters with his little gray, you know, white not found in nature kind of spiky, you Billy Idol at the age of 70 fucking...
Bill Mitchell. Huge. Bill Mitchell. There we go. I knew I'd Bill remember Mitchell. It in a second. Yeah. I knew it was in there somewhere. But yeah, dude.
Super Trump.
If you think his picture looks weird on Twitter, assuming you can still find it, he looks even weirder in person. I've seen him like twice at CPAC, and he looks like he's plastic. It looks like the episode of Doctor Who where the mannequins came to life.
Oh my God! Something just came across my feed, and it's the most metal thing ever.
What was it?
They're going to print smoking kills on cigarettes. It's fucking metal, dude. You know what? I'd start smoking again just for that.
Oh, my God. I feel like that should become a Captain Obvious commercial.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, good Lord.
May get you drunk on the side of shot glasses.
After three of these, people may be more attractive than – or may – appear more attractive than they are.
You know what that reminds me? It was a thing in the late 80s, early 90s. They had Death brand cigarettes. Came in a black box, skull and crossbones on it. And it was supposed to be like, okay, you know what? This is a deterrent thing. I know that there was one place that I would buy cloves for my girlfriend that would give you a pack of Death cigarettes for every pack of cigarettes you bought. You know, it was kind of like to encourage you to think about it for a minute. And I'm thinking, you know what? That's just so fucking goth that I just started buying them.
But yeah, so okay. While we're talking about this, what the hell is the point of a clove cigarette? That's like the
I don't know.
That is like the grossest thing ever.
You know what I think it is? It's a way that you could smoke without your parents catching you, because you know it's one of those things that you could pull off. Oh no, you know it's my perfume or my you know. It's my incense. I, you know, it smelled like anything but a cigarette.
You know, since it is apparently International Pronouns Day, I'm going to tell you my pronoun.
Uh-huh.
Let's go, Brandon.
That's they're actually chanting that in the after the ALCS game tonight. Was it ALCS or NLCS? Was Dodgers playing tonight?
I don't remember.
Anyway, yeah, so I that came across my feed too when we were at commercial break is that Let's Go Brandon was being chanted at the game tonight. That is just, I mean,
the fact that was actually a thing that was tried that was done, used by mainstream media to try to cover up what they were actually chanting and it's been hijacked now is just amazing.
Right, and that's kind of, you know, that's what I mean. The media does that all the time. You know, they try to, you know, in this case, you know, cover for Biden, but oh, are chanting "Let's go, Brandon." So now that's a twofer. Not only are you saying "fuck Joe Biden," but you're saying "fuck the media" because I'm playing your game against you. It's kind of the same thing. How during the Trump administration, they would keep making Mitch McConnell cooler than he really is. You know, like Skull King Mitch and Cocaine Mitch, and it's like stop making these them cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's like outside the Capitol today, somebody was wearing a costume where they were dressed up as Joe Manchin with a puppet Chuck Schumer and a puppet Joe Biden, you know, kind of like he was pulling the strings on. And it's like, why are you making Joe Manchin cool? Because you're basically saying, you know, the Senate Majority Leader and the President of the United States are his bitch now. So.
Oh, wow. All right, we got to talk about this one. This just came across my feed. I don't know what it is about the Blaze, but I'm getting like delayed reactions on their notifications. But anyway, this is again from our friends over at the Blaze. Babysitter shares marijuana cookie with mother, then stabs her to death, blaming the murder on the adverse reaction to the drug.
Nope.
I read that wrong at first. So at first I thought she was trying to say the mom was killed because the mom died because of an adverse reaction to the least.
Yeah, as I'm just dropping CBD under my tongue. You're anyway.
But yeah, so apparently a man in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, who brutally stabbed a woman to death with a kitchen knife is blaming his actions on a bad trip resulting from marijuana cookies. Lavarius O'Brien Watson, age 26, was charged with one count of criminal homicide over the weekend in the death of Elizabeth Bennett Leonardo. So Leonard, 41, the Pocono Record reports. Watson, who had reportedly known Leonard for 7 years, was babysitting her two children when he allegedly committed the heinous crime, was later reported as claiming that his actions were impacted because he had consumed marijuana-laced cookies. You wanted to kill the bitch and you wanted to cover. That ain't gonna work. Just saying.
Girl. Yeah, you know, it goes back to the it goes back to the goddamn Reefer Madness thing. You know, remember getting high and, you know, drowning babies in the bathtub and blah, and you know, it's like on that Dragnet episode and
dude.
So yeah, so no. I am never motivated to do anything when I'm high. Much stabbing, that sounds like work, dude. They're going to fight back. It's going to be.
Dude,
just sit here and figure out which dot's going to become the Enterprise, okay?
Seriously, for the record, most of the time, if I'm partaking, it's usually of the sativa strain, and all I want to do is take a nap.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Everybody in the chat's like, oh my God, Rick smokes pot.
Yeah. No, I mean, the end of the strain gives me anxiety attacks, so I stay away from it. But yeah. Yeah. No.
It doesn't give me anxiety, but for some reason I get a headache when I smoke indica, and everybody's like, oh my God, indica's awesome. And I'm like, I get a headache every time. I don't get it.
I don't know if it's the CBD version or what, but yeah, it just gives me anxiety attacks. It has the opposite effect. You know, it's like if I wanted anxiety attacks, I'd go find cocaine and do a whole bunch of it. Until I could hear my own heartbeat.
Then we'd have to change your name to Mitch, though.
Yeah. But yeah, it, you know, it's like Ron said in the chat. Bad trips stopped being a thing in the 70s. You know, it's... I remember a Dragnet when somebody was doing acid. And, it's like Joe and... they busted him. It's like, come on, man. It's not like I was smoking pot or doing heroin. It's just acid.
Crazy.
I don't know why that's crazy. So there's no bad trips from pot.
No, I mean, seriously, it's not a thing. It's like now that there's all this, you know, medical legalization and everything else, I'm starting to see all these stories coming out again about supposed marijuana addiction. It's not a thing, people. It's a plant.
Right. Okay. Marijuana and cocaine are habitual. They are not addictive. Meth, other forms are, you know, and when you put things into, then yes, they can become addictive. But it's just habitual.
Jeff, Marijuana is not a drug. The stuff they prescribe you is drugs. Marijuana is a plant, right. Yo. It's right. A plant. It's a plant.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the one thing I'm starting to see, too, is especially this time of year. We were joking about it last week when the ads started to pop up. You know, make sure to check your kids' trick-or-treat candies and stuff, because these CBD products look exactly like, you know, candy, and you know, people are going to be handing them out. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, that's $300 worth of CBD products there. Nobody's giving that away.
Yeah, nobody's giving that away. No, I mean,
that shit's expensive, man.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, look, yes, I'm not going to say people don't do bad things with Halloween candy. That's why you should inspect it. But at the same time, thinking that people are going to be willingly giving away shit they pay hundreds of dollars for? No.
If I accidentally gave away a $70 book of gummies, I'd be tracking that kid down and going, hey, I gave you the wrong candy. Here's a whole 2-pound bag of Skittles. I need that pack.
Look, dude, here's like 5 pounds of Haribos. Give me my gummies. Right. Give me my gummies.
So, yeah. It's not happening.
I'm getting hate from the chat because they found that I smoke. I'm kind of sad by these judgmental people. Thought we were friends. Anyway,
see, that's just it. That's why I don't smoke. I use edibles. These edibles aren't shit.
Actually, I do have an edible experience recently. Honestly, I actually don't smoke that often, and I don't do edibles that often either. I'm just now really starting to. You know, because mainly I've started doing it for pain management, because every time I go to the doctor with everything I've got going on, they want to give me opiates, and I'm like, no, fuck you. But I have a friend who runs a dispensary, and I was given a honey straw not too long ago. Well, my experience with edibles was exactly, you know, every time I've ever tried them, edibles ain't shit. This wasn't the case, because I took a little bit and didn't feel anything, and was like, oh, it's just like the rest of the edibles. And so I took a little more, still didn't feel anything. Took a little more, still didn't feel anything. By the time it started kicking in, I consumed half of the straw. For 2 days.
Okay. When you go to a responsible dispensary, they will let you know, start small.
Oh,
nibble half
did.
Of the gummy.
No, even
then they'll say, go slow. Give it an hour. And then take another bite, you know, especially if you're on like, you got a 10 milligram gummy or something like that. That is like, you know what? Eat half, have half your little piece of candy. Wait a moment, about an hour, and then do the other half. If you feel like, because that's about how long it takes to roll in. You know, it's one of the things, I'll get CBD oil and then I'll put it on really, really good, expensive red licorice or red vines. Same. And, you know, so it kind of heightens the whole experience. And then I've gotten to know where my level's at now. But when you're just coming right into it, edibles are good. I prefer, it's like I say at the smoke shop. I didn't just spend the entire lockdown quitting smoking to smoke again.
See, no, so, exactly. My experience with edibles up until the honey straw were gummies, and gummies are weak as shit for the most part. So, you know, going back to this dispensary, they did warn me. They said, you know, start slow. The whole straw is about 25 milligrams. So go slow. Take a little bit at a time. Give it about an hour. But because of my experience with gummies, where I had done like half of what was supposed to be a 50 milligram gummy and felt nothing, I was like, I took it for a few minutes, didn't feel anything. I was like, fuck it, it's not working. Let me take some more. And then the next thing I know, dude, when it all hits, I'm like sitting on my couch, and I swear to God, I can taste colors. It all hit at the same time, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so fucking high right now. It's not even funny. I don't think I've ever been that high. And it lasted for like a day and a half.
Yeah. No, definitely. And the, you know, one thing, you know, talk about how I do the oils too, but I also do drops. And one of the brands, you know, they're not sponsoring the show, but I do like the Cloud 9 because it's broad spectrum CBD and THC. So, and it comes in a stopper where you just drop it on your tongue, and it's actually sweet. It doesn't have a lot of that pot flavor to it. But by the time you get rolled, I took some right before our second break. By the time you get rolling into your show, I'll be chill.
Nice. Yeah. So, Jeff, or actually, let me rephrase this question. JD, when did you hack Jeff's account in the chat?
Those guys have been spending too much time together. They're getting very... Yeah.
Yeah. The only person I know that knows midget strippers by name is JD. So when did JD hack Jeff's account? That's what I want to know. Anyway.
Not only by name, but anyway.
Never. Dude, you're about to take the show in a direction that don't need to go, but I mean, it
Is Kaler and After Dark. We moved into edibles, so.
It is Kaler and After Dark, so, you know, wherever you want to go, I guess.
And that's just, you know, okay.
Well, I don't know. Is it dark where you are yet? I forget. It gets darker later on the left coast.
Yeah. No, it's dark. All right. You know, I am a big fan of the, you know, state dispensary model. I don't like it for alcohol, like in Utah and, you know, some dry counties and, you know, damp counties. But I do like the model for pot. I think that every state should have them, especially CBD toilet paper. We wouldn't have many of the people on social media that we do.
Dude, if CBD toilet paper was a thing, I swear the world would be a better place. I'm just saying.
But, you know, and it's like, you know, Mike and his chat is talking about his wife is in the does the gummies and they ain't shit. And you know, everything, there are various levels. I don't say just jump right into the goddamn baked goods, but definitely find your threshold, because you know, just like with alcohol, if you sit there and you pound down an entire pint of Southern Comfort, you're in for a bad time. You know, so
are you now, or have you ever been affiliated with Point Place Law Enforcement? No. $5, right. Please. Sorry.
So.
That 70s show flashback. Oh, before we go, because we are up against.
Yeah, we are up against.
It's mine anyway, so who the fuck cares? I just found out they're apparently going to be revamping, and they're going to be doing a That 90s Show, and some of the main characters from That 70s Show are going to be reprising roles. I thought that was kind of cool.
Of course. Well, I mean, so the thing is that why? I mean, That 80s Show sucked.
Well, yeah, but that's it was. I don't know.
The 90s weren't any better.
I liked that 70s show. What are they going to do? Though,
political correctness and grunge?
I think what killed that 80s show, though, was it wasn't the same people. I don't know. Maybe.
It also wasn't funny. I mean, I lived through the 80s. I watched it. I'm like, this isn't, you know, whoever wrote for that show didn't actually live in the 80s.
Well, this is true. I mean, it definitely didn't actually reflect the 80s. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up on the way out. So where can folks find you?
Well, they can find me tomorrow when we do another episode of Juxtaposition on our Halloween lead up. And we are doing 3 and 4 of Demonic Possession, correct?
Yep, yep. So we're going to get into Sages the meat of it tomorrow.
And then you can find me on Twitter. Is that Amish One? You can find me back here on Monday night with on Cyber Chill with Lou. And Fu has announced that she needs a hiatus for family stuff for up until the holidays. So I will be having rotating guests from now until then.
Since you have slid a little later, if you need me to, I can chill once in a while.
Sure. Yeah. If you want to come in on a Monday night and do the show too. Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah. It's her daughter is doing advanced band practice for obviously the holiday concerts. So she thought it was going to be when we talked about, well, do you want to go on Wednesdays? She's all no, because that's going to be the night that my daughter's going to be doing. And now it's Monday night, but also Wednesday nights are jammed up. So, yeah, I told her, we'll pop in when you can.
Are busy. Just saying. Yeah. Been there.
Anyway. Yeah. So, but yeah. And yeah, and Jeff can fill in too. We know how much he loves live radio.
Who? Never heard of that guy. Bastard. All right. Anyway, folks,
but, and you can tell everybody where they can find you later.
We are going to get out of here, and you can find me here in just a minute on the Off the Rails show, and that's where you can find me, and everybody knows everything else already. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. I'll be back in a minute for those of you hanging out for the late shift. For those of you not, slackers. Be right back. I won't be submitted. Just give it to the immortal.
put me on a plane.